Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, a plum, and I forgot I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Sarah Mora. Sarah and Lee Mora are the owners of Humble Grass-Fed Beef. Sarah, where's your ranch located at?
We're actually right outside of Hydesville in the Eel River Valley. Our main area is Fortuna. The main ranch is in Hydesville, but we lease property throughout Ferndale, Elk River, pretty much throughout Humboldt County to support the program.
So you keep all of the cattle, all the steers that you're going to have for that year are going to be on some grazing land on one of your pieces of property that you lease or that you own?
Correct.
Okay. And that way you can kind of control, you know, what goes on that property.
Absolutely.
And how many cattle do you have at any given time?
I try and stay away from where we are at any given time because what we do is trying to mimic what happens in a commercial operation. So what we're having to do is raise animals to their finishing weight on grass. We try and have 15 to 20 ready a week. So there's those 15 or 20 that are going today, for example, but you have to have 15 or 20 ready to come behind them that are ready to go as well. So to try and quantify it in numbers on a daily, weekly, yearly basis is difficult for us.
And what varieties of steers do you raise?
We raise primarily English cattle. So that means Hereford, Angus, Shorthorn, that breed that matures quickly. They're able to put on weight quickly. There's not a lot of what they call the continental cattle or the limousines and those kind. It takes longer to get them to a market-ready weight. So for a grass-fed program, we want them to get to a market-ready weight more efficiently. We're able to do that with the English breed cattle.
And that takes a little longer on grass than it would if you were raising them on grain. Is that right?
Correct. We like to say that if you were trying to do what we're doing in a commercial setting, your hotel bill and your restaurant bill would be much higher. What I equate it to is hothouse tomatoes versus vine-ripened tomatoes. Both are equally nutritious, both are equally desirable in the marketplace, but they provide different qualities and different quantities to the consumer out there, and then we let the consumer make the choice of what they want to choose to consume.
Okay. And when your cattle do go to market, well, I guess they go to Redwood Meat Company.
We're actually really fortunate throughout the agricultural industry in this county to have what I call the agricultural infrastructure, whether it's the creamery, which is able to take the raw milk product and produce that into a finished product, or it's Redwood Meat, who is able to take a raw product and turn that into a finished product. It helps us keep all of our dollars local. We're not having to go outside of the area for our processing. We're not having to go out of the area for our trucking. So what we're able to do with Humboldt Grass-Fed is keep all of those dollars local, which in turn helps everybody in the local economy.
It seems like, too, one of the things that I read was that you provide, when you have the cattle butchered, it seems like there's the ability then for some of the stores that have butcher departments then to take that and to process it how they want to.
We are a little different. We're a little old-fashioned. It's a very old-fashioned way of doing business, I guess you would say. For us, what has happened in a lot of grocery stores, they call up and they want to order 25 pounds of ribeyes or 25 pounds of New Yorks or something like that. Well, you're only going to get so many New Yorks or so many ribeyes off of one animal. So that's why it takes so many animals going through on a daily basis for in the commercial side to be able to support those grocery stores. What we're able to do is, because it's much smaller, a lot of our stores, the co-op is a perfect example of this, they get it in the carcass ready form. So they're able to then dry age it, which puts a little age on that carcass and helps build the flavors in there. And then they can cut it into the individual cuts that they know sell in their store. So they might have New Yorks, they might have T-bones, they might have porterhouses, but they know what individually sells in their store. Unfortunately, they're only going to get so many porterhouses off of one animal, but they know that and they know how much they need to order to fit their program in their store.
So basically, you're pulling up to one of your properties that you're either leasing or own and loading 15 to 20 onto the trailers and hauling them into Eureka to go right to the processing plant.
Yeah, we are looking at the animals every day. We're a family-owned business, and I want to correct one point that it's Lee and I that own it, because my father, Lee, is the primary owner, but all of us kids are involved.
Oh, okay.
So my brother and my cousin are involved in helping with the raising of the cattle. I handle the marketing end of it. Dad oversees all all of us. So for us, we're out there every day.
Okay.
We're looking at the calves every day. We know what we've got going on out there. Certain days of the week, then we will handle how many animals are going. This time of year, in the earlier part of the week, is when we're shipping to the stores here locally. We also have several Bay Area and stores in Sonoma County that we ship to. And those stores, then we do later in the week. So it's not overwhelming for Redwood because we're not their only customer and we know that. And it's not overwhelming for us as well.
Okay. And how is it to work with a family and have a family business?
It has its challenges. But, you know, for us, it really is a family organization. And we all really do work well together.
Uh-huh.
I worked for several years out of the area, either in the Bay Area or in Sacramento, and really got burned out. I was ready to come home. And what Humboldt Grass-Fed allowed us to do was provide those jobs for us, in our case, the fifth generation, uh-huh, coming into the family business.
So that you could come home.
And we could come home. So for us, it's our livelihood, but it's our life. That's something that it's pretty special. I don't know many accountants that can have their kids come back and work for them, uh-huh, the way we do. And the way we have it set up is really nice, that even though we all are involved, we all have our own niche.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not stepping on each other's toes, but we can also all step in and help each other if need be. For example, if my brother or my cousin or my dad are gone, I know how to feed just as easily as they do. If I need help doing demos, I know I can say, you go to this location, I'm going to this location, and, you know, we can make it work. So it has its challenges, and it always will. But I think that's one of the great things about agriculture, is that we do get to work together as a family.
That's great. Do you sell a lot of the beef to restaurants?
We don't sell a lot to restaurants, but we are fortunate that the Co-op and Murphy's and Ray's, which are our three main stores in Northern California, do.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of restaurants in the area that do carry our beef. We sell a lot of hamburger through individuals that I work with, whether it's Mad River Hospital or St. Joseph and those kind of locations. If you're seeing a steak in any of the restaurants, it's probably either coming from Murphy's or Ray's or the Co-op, and they have those individual accounts.
That's been a nice thing to see on the menus these days, to see Humboldt grass-fed beef, because a lot of times people ask me, I want to have a meal at a good restaurant in the area. And I'm always like trying to think, well, where are there places that provide local, mm-hmm, food? Because you don't want to come to an area away from your home and have something that you could have anywhere USA. You want to have something special. And so it's really nice to start seeing those on the menu.
If there is one message I could get out to anybody, is how important it is to support local businesses, whether it's the local restaurant in town or someone like us at Humboldt Grass-Fed or Murphy's or the Co-op or Ray's, because there's a two-pronged approach that I look at it at. First, those are the individuals that we go to, whether it's Little League, whether it's softball, basketball, you name it, we're hitting them up for donations.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hitting up Wendy's. We're not, right, hitting up McDonald's. We're not hitting up Applebee's. And there's nothing wrong with those types of businesses. They are important. They do provide jobs for people here in the county. But the local businesses are our backbone. And we have to be supportive of that. And we have to be very cognizant of that when we make our food choices.
Uh-huh. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Sarah Mora from Humboldt Grass-Fed Beef. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, too.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.